The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight Show. I think, as a matter of fact, Richie, if you can find the theme to the Tonight Show, I would like to introduce the two co-stars of the program. And I think this is sort of reminiscent. I can be Ed McMahon, and I'm going to bring you into the inside, insight into the inside of things that are big in America. So stand by. Ladies and gentlemen, The Tonight Show. This is, I can play the part of Ed McMahon. Ed McMahon, welcoming you to The Tonight Show, starring Akos Jankura, the solutionist, and John Cremins, the doctor of Shopology. Here they are, along with Doc Severinsen and the NBC Tonight Orchestra, and who else is along for the ride? Our special guest today is Pamela Spencer, who's going to help you sleep while you're taking a bath.
You didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night, did you?
I have not had a lot of sleep this weekend, as a matter of fact. My first clue was doing this little silly stuff to get us into My Cool Inventions. Hello. Doug Steffen with Akos and John. Akos, I'm sure, has stories to tell about his most recent trip to Never Never Land.
The Never Never Land, that's right.
So you've had...
Miss Marwat.
Absolutely.
I went over to London. I did all that thing. I got to go to Italy next week. High demand for these inventions and inventors over in other live shopping channels. But I did have some family visiting. I still have. And we went to the, speaking of invention, I went to the invention capital of the entire world. The Kennedy Space Center.
Isn't it great there?
It was the first time in my life. I wanted to be an astronaut when I was growing up. What an amazing place. If you've never done it, my gosh, you've got to do it.
The problem is it sounds like you're still in the space capsule.
Yes.
However, we've connected you here. So I'm going to pause for a moment and see if we can do a better job of connecting Boston to Tampa to Washington to the rest of the world. So stand by. We'll get Akos and his true voice. That was not Mickey Mouse that you heard. It was actually Akos and John, as we work our way toward a lot of the information that's important to you to know from the business world, the money world, and then we'll inspire you with Pamela Spencer. That's coming up here.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact 1, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact 3, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Again, 13 after the hour on the I'm interested in knowing whether I'm alone or whether
are you out there?
Yeah, we've now pulled Akos out of the space capsule.
Yes. Really?
So now you can actually hear him now.
Now you sound like you're in the space capsule. That's all right. It's close in. So let's highlight this for just a moment, because this is, you're right, there's nothing better in my mind, at least in my lifetime. We can go back to some of the thrilling things during the Industrial Revolution that America was responsible for, the steel and the car. Well, we weren't really. I mean, all these things were sort of developed in other countries, but we perfected them here. But the whole idea of space travel and the mines and how they work. You know, Akos, one of the things that's fascinating to think about, especially when you go over and look at all that hardware over there, is the fact that when you hold, when you use your iPhone today, maybe you're using it right now,
right,
to send messages,
no,
there's more juice, there's more technical capability, more computer ability in that little phone than they had in the Apollo, any or all of the Apollo rockets that went to the moon.
They actually they mentioned that. Yeah.
It's fascinating to understand that America's proudest moments, and now we're so foolish, this is a political statement, we are so up, we have things so distorted that we take money away from really the only unifying force that we have in our country. It brings everybody together. It encourages and inspires people to go into mathematics and into science and stuff, and we take it away. We stop funding these things because we'd rather spend money going to war. Shoot up Afghanistan and whatever.
But one statement, we go to the moon because it's not easy, because it's hard, just unified all the scientists and everyone, the one goal. And I don't know how many advancements were made, but it must be thousands and thousands.
Well, most all of the things that you see, the technical advances that came as a result of the space program, things like Tang, for example. You know, there are some practical sides to so many different things in life that came out of the space program that we were challenged. We've got to figure out how to feed these guys. Okay, so we'll figure it out. But they figured it out.
Right.
And so you tip your hat to these people who are among the greatest inventors in any generation of Americans. The fellow who ran the center for a long time is today and was, became a great friend of mine. His name is Jay Honeycutt. He listened to me on the station when they were, I had gone to the Houston Space Center, a guy named George Abbey was running it, and he listened to me on the radio, and he invited me to come to the Houston Space Center and travel with him for a day and see what a wonderful guy and fascinating. So Honeycutt heard me talking about this on the radio. He listened to WMEL in Melbourne, And he called up the station. How do I get a hold of this guy? He's full of baloney. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Houston, that's nothing. So they got put him in touch with me. He called and he invited me to come and do my program from the Space Center and learn about what was going on there. Well, and needless to say, I got treated well, but also learned what I needed, and we all need to learn about how this whole thing works. Jay, at the time, was the director of the shuttle, and then he became the director of the center, the Kennedy Space Center. And so I had access to four launches that went on the air, that were on, that took place during the airtime of this program. And it was, I mean, just to sit there the first time, it was just at dawn when it was like 6:16 or something in the morning. And the lighting up of the sky and the noise those rockets made when you watch them take off, it was just it was something you could never, ever, ever duplicate or forget. So anyway,
they said 800 feet. They said 800 feet from launch pad, the noise kills you.
Yeah.
Oh, the noise kills you. Not the fire or anything.
No, the noise. The noise. Yeah. And that's why everything around, the environmentalists for a long time did the hoo-hoo around Kennedy Space Center, because all of the animals that were around, you know, whatever it was, all were killed. Every time there was a launch, everything within more than 800 feet, actually, was killed. And, right. You know, they get all worked up about that. But you know what? It's an amazing piece of Americana. So good for you. John, you've been there, right?
No, absolutely. Many, many, many times. I've seen so many shuttle launches and watched other launches. Some of those.
So what's your family? Ships. You had all your family. What did they think when they went over there, Egos?
So they're from Eastern Europe, and of course America to them was this distant land. And they're, one of the things my cousin said, now he's an entrepreneur, he's a capitalist, he runs a venture capital company, and he said something to me. We were in the pool that night. He was talking about what he loves about America, what Americans have figured out. They, no matter what turmoil they have, he can't get over how many flags are flying. Mm. In Europe, you never see one country flying their flag. It's true. When I'm in Germany and England, you don't see a flag on every flagpole. Yeah. He's overwhelmed by the unity of us, how much we love our country and how much we sacrifice and for the country. And even he got very stirred by the whole, you know, JFK speech and, of course, the whole unification of the country to go to space, go to the moon. He goes, that doesn't happen anywhere else on the face of this earth.
Mm-mm. No, I dread about that. And we still abuse ourselves. We abuse our country. We abuse the flag. We abuse a lot of things we ought not to. But it's interesting that outside, see, that points out to me is something that I've said how many hundreds, if not thousands of times. We have to go outside of our country to appreciate what we are about in this country. And, you know, I mean, whenever I travel, I find out more about what's going on here by the news media, especially in England, Western Europe, because the focus is so much on America. But there's actually news content versus the crud that we get over here from our own news sources. And that's why we don't know half of what's going on. You can take any number of headlines from today and look at them and get the wrong idea about the NASCAR accident.
Yes.
You know, you think at first blush, when you look at the headline, that it was deliberate. Stewart killed this guy.
Yeah, you know, went out of his way, you know.
Yeah, right.
And then all they did, it was a hothead kid that got out of his car when he shouldn't have.
Yeah, he
got onto a track.
Bad judgment. He was stupid, and paid the price for it. But you know, there's that, and all the other. You can pick any kind of headline you want, any place, and still see or come to the same conclusion that a lot. And the problem is that a lot of young people who are younger than we are, people who are in the millennial generation. They're now trained, they're used to getting all their news in these little tidbits. So they look at the headline and they think that's the story. Like the reason the Palestinians have had so much luck in getting sentiment in their direction is because, you know, these people are geniuses, whether you think they're from the dark ages or not. They took a piece of video that was 3 years old that didn't take place in Palestine. It took place in another conflict, some other place in the world, and turned that into a reason to hate. It was from Syria, Richie said. A reason to hate the Jews because this is what they're doing to Palestinian kids. When that video wasn't shot, that isn't what happened at all. But yet, look at the younger people in the world and their attitude toward Israel and Jews now versus what it was like before that. That's the, yeah, it's just, it's how, it's something dangerous that we need to kind of be aware of. Anyway.
At 140 characters for a message, it's very easy to climb the ladder of judgment very quickly.
Sure is. Pamela Spencer is going to join us in a moment. She's today's My Cool Invention guest.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
John Creeman's Doug Steffen. The essence of our world here is to spotlight people who've got great ideas, entrepreneurs, people who've got inventions. Who was our winner last week, John? Who was the, of all of the contestants, we had four contestants last week, who was the person that had that coveted top spot?
Boy, you know what? I sent you the email. I can't forget.
Well, I'm trying
to. Bad?
Tiger
Tiller.
Craig Jackson and the Tiger Tiller. Right, exactly.
You know, Akos didn't see that invention.
No.
This was an interesting invention that the guy came up with last week.
Tiger Tiller.
Yes.
Yeah, you can hook up. Well, go ahead, John, explain it.
Yeah, it fits right underneath your lawnmower and actually replaces the blade and actually will till the soil.
Get out of town.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. So instead of getting one of those rotary tillers, you'd actually have just your lawnmower done.
Huh.
Yeah, it was interesting. Actually, me and Doug and I were like, oh, this might work.
What's the name, guys? Get out of town.
So while listening to it, was any lawnmower noises or anything like that going on?
It's got a tractor running around. Yeah. It was actually very good, and it was well presented. One of the things that happens here, and we make mention of this, and I can only underscore it for all those of you who want to send along your idea so it can be vetted either to mycoolinventions.com. You'll find a place to submit your idea, mycoolinventions.com or dreambigamerica.us. Either of those two places will vet your idea so that your invention gets attention. It won't cost you anything. It's a way for you to get national attention for 10, 12, 14 minutes when you appear here. And so when you do it, and you know you're going to be doing it, practicing what you're going to say is important, because some of you are not natural at this, and we understand that. If you're natural, you can't be good at everything. And so if you're a good inventor and you got a great idea, but you're not able to put it forth well, then practice. Practice, practice, practice. Like appearing in the third grade play. You know, right? I mean, think about it. It's a stage, and it's an important opportunity for you, so take good advantage of it. All right, so what do we have? Who's introducing Pamela to us?
I'll pick up the ball here. Pamela Spencer with the Bath Lumbar Pillow, and I get this because I am a big bather. Once a day, I like to just sit there and collect my thoughts and read, and, you know, that's what I do in the bathtub.
Do you have candles around you then?
No, I don't have candles around
me. Is there scented candles?
No, there could be some wine, but okay. and I like to sit there, and it's very uncomfortable place a lot. Like, my bathtub in one particular place, just uncomfortable to read in. I mean, you can soak in, but you can't sit there and read. And this invention looks like it gives you great support while you're bathing in the tub. Pamela Spencer, welcome to the program.
And we're sorry for the visualization, Pamela.
Yes.
That's okay.
I appreciate the support. Well,
you're making fun of me, Pamela.
Well, as you were doing that, I went to a place in Rhode Island this past weekend. It was Meredith's birthday, so I took her to this wonderful spot down in Watch Hill, Rhode Island, which is a neat town vacation sort of resort. And it had a large tub in it. And I'm like you. I mean, the more I listen to you, the more you and I have in common. I love to sit and soak. I have in my farmhouse this big old claw tub bathtub, and there's nothing I would rather do. Oh my God, to get into that thing, right. And the tub that Akos just described, or this one in this hotel that I was in yesterday morning, as a matter of fact, I climbed into that thing, filled it up with suds, and it's the silliest thing. But most people don't think
it's the most relaxing thing. Yeah,
it is, and guys like Akos, we're big tough guys. What are we doing getting in a bathtub full of bubbles?
So Pamela, you've got this great invention that gives you support while you bathe, right?
Correct. It's actually shaped as a wedge-like, where it supports your back from the spot, from your base of your spine to properly supporting your back. Your head resting back into the pillow.
All right, so we're going to visualize that a little bit. You can see it probably if you go to mycoolinventions.com. We'll pause here, and then Pamela is going to have her minute, plus lots of Q&A from John and Akos and me. My Cool Inventions on the air, 28 after the hour.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Wow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rate. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. Tote Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now 27 before the top of the next hour, so we have all this time to enjoy the ramblings, the ideas, the thoughts of Akos Yankura, John Cremins, and our special focus is Pamela Spencer, who has invented something that will make Akos's experience in the tub so much better. All right, let's go.
All right, Pamela, so here's your chance. What we're going to do is I'm going to get you to do the pitch early, and then we're going to ask you some questions right after. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a little music. It goes, and then the music is the gentleman who goes, now let's hear it. Don't wait for anything. When you hear it, let's hear it, you come out swinging. You come out with your best pitch. You come out to win over our listening audience. And listeners, here's you. What you guys do. You guys vote. You can vote thumbs up or thumbs down, and you can do it a couple ways. One way is to go to our website. Go to mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button, and you go thumbs up, thumbs down. Or if you like to text, you can just text the word thumbs up or thumbs down. Make sure it's all one word. Don't leave a space between the thumbs and the up and the thumbs and the down. And you text that word to 22333. That's 22333. And if you're old-fashioned, sitting in the tub, and you got your smartphone with you, you can phone us, too, at 1-888-877-0490. That's 1-888-877-0490. So, is everybody ready? Is Pamela ready? Listeners ready? Listeners ready? All right, let's do this.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Hi.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Go.
Hi, this is Pamela Spencer about the Bath Lumbar Pillow. The first Bath Lumbar Pillow ever to be complete support for the entire back, from the base of your spine to properly supporting your back, your head resting back into the pillow with a concave top. Instead of being pushed forward like pillows today that support just the upper part of your back and your head, forcing your head to lean forward, causing strain on your back, on the upper part of your body, no support on the lower part of your body, it completely supports your entire back and neck area, resting in a 90-degree angle with your head resting back into the pillow. Also, it has a water feature. You can add water to it or air, so it's more therapeutic. This is a product that I invented after being in an automobile accident while I was in physical therapy for over a year. It did
make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Oh, time ran out on you, Pamela. And listen, I'll ask you a couple quick questions before we interrogate you a little bit. How much is the price of the Bath Lumbar Pillow? How much is it?
$24.95.
And where can I buy it?
Right now, it's still in. It's actually sitting on the InventionHome.com website. It's a product that I'm looking to either sell or lease. So it's a tangible product, price at the present time.
So you haven't got them for sale yet. You're looking for a licensing deal. You're just trying to sell the whole invention altogether.
Here's my question for you. If you have it on somebody's website, or your idea on somebody's website, do you have a patent on this?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Good.
So, I mean, what kind of a patent is it?
It's a design patent.
All right. It would be hard to get a utility patent on this.
I was just thinking, though. I mean, if it's on somebody's website and published already, you got to make sure that that's covered.
And in the pitch, here's what I would do, Pamela, too. In the pitch, here's a suggestion, something I like to do. In fact, last night I was on HSN very late on 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was actually pitching a product that I've never pitched before, ever, first time on TV. And I was sitting there, and I had the jitters. I was a little nervous, and I thought, what am I going to do? And I went back to my original roots. I said, all right, Akos, set up the problem. What's the problem? So with you, I might suggest set up the problem. So here's the problem. You're sitting in the bathtub, and sometimes it's not comfortable. Set up the whole problem and then go, and here's the solution. So set up a problem solution. I think you went into a pitch right away, and you started talking about features and benefits right away. And I think if you want to sell them, you want to do more problem solution. What do you think, Doug?
Well, I think that under the circumstances, it's always, no matter what it is, it isn't just pitching this sort of thing. It's in our world. I have a show, and I don't want to make this self-serving, but I think it just tells you how I think. The American Family Farmer, aimed at seeing problems and solving them. We all have that in our lives. You have problems with relationships, got problems with paying your bills, got problems with feeling better. Okay, so always offer somebody a solution. It's sort of like tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them, and then tell them what you told them. And it also, it always should involve, this is a problem. We know it. It's a problem. Got a flat tire. What do? We have to change the tire. It's that sometimes that simple.
Another question for you. You said you could fill this with air and water?
Correct. There's two chambers. One filled with air and one filled with water. And the water, of course, makes it more therapeutic.
Yeah. Can you heat it? Is there a way of heating it? Is there a way of making the water? You can use warm water. It's not like a New England warm water.
Warm water. Right. Warm water right from the same spot that you're using to fill your tub.
Here's another question for you, Pamela. How much do you want in money or whatever to buy this invention from you? How much do you want for it?
I don't know. That's something that's very open to negotiation.
All right, hold on. Don't ever say that again. Never say that again. Think about it. Go away and think about it, because you will be asked that question. And never say I'm negotiable, because my first inclination is, sure, I'll give you $1.
$2.
So you got to have, go think about it.
So sell it to me, because ACO's only wants to give you $1. I'll give you $2.
That's true.
Okay.
Listen, you know what you could do is, here's what you can do. First of all, in order to, and this is a hard question. I asked you a very hard question. How much is it? That's a hard question to answer. And I'm asked that question a lot. I just got asked
asked that question about our security sleeve. Somebody called me and says, you know, says, I want to take your position and buy that whole security sleeve concept from you. And I paused for a second and go, oh my gosh, I've actually not thought of this answer yet. So I had to run away. And so what do? You got to do a little bit of a study. You got to figure out how big is the market for a bath lumbar pillow? How big is it? What distribution channels could you possibly have in, for example, the United States? What springs to mind is Bed Bath & Beyond springs to mind. It's a little bit big for the Walmart shelf and Walgreens and Rite Aid shelf and the CVS shelf, but Bed Bath would be good. What do you think, John? Some of the other retailers like, who else would it be here? Sears?
No, I think you're good with that. I don't know.
Bed Bath is the primary one,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I don't see Sears anymore being a home, you know.
Nah, they haven't got anything anymore.
So you figure out how big is the market? What is the potential sales of it? That's a hard question to ask. In fact, sometimes I have to call my son, who's an analyst up at a big advertising agency in New York City, and he has access to information like that. You should get yourself a little access like that to figure out how big the market is, and then don't just pull a number out of a hat. Think about it and come up with a number, and then stick to it. You got to come up with the value, because these inventions are only worth what somebody's willing to pay for it. But if you start with the position, well, I don't know what it should. You should pay for it. Well, that's a hard thing to sell if you don't know the price of it.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I mean, think about your time as well. There are all kinds of things that enter into it, and oftentimes it's just whatever the traffic will bear. And so you don't want to sell yourself short, but you want to play the impossible, either. Unless that's you want to hold on to it and get the incremental benefits as it grows. That's the other thing. You have to decide whether you want to be in this business or not.
And what's it made of? What's it made out of?
Made my first one out of a shower curtain and sewing machine and super glue. So anything that is inflatable.
So I have a pillow, and I hate to go back to my bathtub, but I actually have a pillow that I rest my neck on and my head on, and I love the concept of having the pillow in the tub, but I do not like that plasticky shower curtainy feel to it, because you're in a hot tub, you kind of
want it to feel like a towel. A nice towel.
Right. Oh, yes. You got to fill that towel.
See, we're experts.
You know what you're talking about.
I have
a question for you. Does that bath pillow that you're using push your head forward and it doesn't support the rest of your bath?
It's a very bad solution. That's why I was interested in your invention, because I do have a poor solution. It does push my neck forward, and it doesn't support my back. In fact, I have a couple of those jets in my bathtub, and I've had many people, because if you lie there, these jets make these huge imprints. I look like an alien for about 3 hours. My wife looks at me and goes, well, where have you been? I go, what are you talking about? Because, you got these three jet pole things in your back. I go, what? I don't get no support at all, and that's why I like your invention. And one more thing I actually think, here's something, John, you never heard me say before. I think the price is wrong. I think it's too low.
Yeah.
I think this might wear 29, not 25. I think here's my rules, and it's a silly rule, but I follow it all the time. If you're a penny over 20, go to 30. And if you're a penny over 30, go to 60. And if you're a penny over 60, it doesn't matter anymore. So, here's a classic example. If you're a penny over 20, you should go to 30. What do you think, John?
I think you're right.
It's funny. I don't know why I thought $49.95, but that's
okay.
Same inclination to go a little bit higher, right? Especially if it has a great towel feel to it.
Well, but it looks like it's if you sell something like that too cheaply, even if it's good, we've said this before, people will stay away from it just because they think they look at it, wow, that's pretty good. What's wrong?
Yeah.
That's the other reason why you may want to stay in this for a while, to actually see if this is a market. And obviously, listening to ACOS's enthusiasm, you got a market here. He's got to figure it out, and he's not asking you what you want just because he's trying to pass the time of day with you. The essence is that this is a commodity you've come up with that there is a buyer for, there is a market for it, and so you got to keep you've learned something. By being here with us, we've learned something by listening to you, and so that's what it's about.
And one more question, just before, as is my own good here. You have a beautiful baby, but you have never named it. I noticed that you don't have a trademark on it. Have you ever named a proper trademark? Yeah, you got a baby. The first thing you got to do is name the baby. You got to come up with a name. And a couple things that I do when I'm trying to name something, and think about this. I don't have a name for you, but here's a couple of rules that I follow. I loved Walt Disney. In fact, I was at Disneyland yesterday in Florida here, and Walt Disney taught us double consonants. You know, Mickey Mouse, mm-hmm. Donald Duck. Come up with a double consonant great name that's memorable and people love it, and come up with that. Because I think when you first mentioned it, it was a long sentence for the name, and I have here bath, lumbar, pillow. Come up with a cute name for it. You've got a beautiful baby? Name it.
Pillow Talk.
Pillow Talk. Whoa. That's not bad, actually.
Huh. Well, two people in the tub is better than one, Akos.
Yeah. That I agree. I concur with that. John's looking at us kind of crazy. Cause I don't think the band's
no, he doesn't have a clue. He's too busy taking a shower. He's in the shower. Come on.
He doesn't
I even out, this is how bad it is with me. I have a heater in my pool, and I keep this 26,000 gallon pool. I keep it 89 degrees because I want it to feel like the bathtub. So, Pam, go ahead, Ed.
No, I was just going to say that's my problem. The tub. My family knows to stay away from me. The tub. That's the few moments of the day I have to myself.
Yep. Pillow Talk, though. That's we've helped you, Pamela. You've helped us. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so very much.
All right. See, there's a perfect example of somebody who has great ideas, great intentions, doesn't have all the pieces put together. So she benefited by being here, and we benefited by having her here. But now we understand, any of us who spent any time in a tub, and I'm just thinking about this because Meredith bought some stuff. I have an older farmhouse, and so we have these old tubs, and I described one of them, but we got a couple of them that I've gotten from various sources, and they are not necessarily the most comfortable thing. I slide down in mine and just pretty much submerged all the time in it. But she found, and I was going to run upstairs actually and look at what it was, what the brand was on this to see, because it's something that sort of falls out in the tub and has a head rest on it. But it didn't seem, it doesn't, the way I've looked at it, I haven't used it yet, doesn't look as good as the way she described what she had come up with.
Well, I thought you were going to actually tell us like what kind of like bubble bath you use. Mr. No. Bubbles.
Well, there are actually a couple of decent brands. It's 12 before the hour.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, sounds good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer is pretty awesome. It was Boston.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information, equalizing lender license, and all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Attention students, this is your principal. I'd like to welcome everyone back to the first day of school. Now for a few announcements. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points that are valid until August 13th and can be used to purchase new shoes, jeans, hoodies, and backpacks. Also, will the person who put a live goat in my office please remove it? Now I will hand it over to our school librarian who will read the legal.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See shopyourway.com for details.
Introducing the Firestone Grocery Getter. With our new set of Firestone tires, you can't wait to run out of milk. Now she's taking legendary performance straight to soccer practice. With the ride so quiet, you can hear your teenage daughter whispering about you all the way in the back row. When you make your car a Firestone, it's not just a minivan, it's mini-fantastic. So whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-481-3709, 800-481-3709.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Youngevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The fallout continues following a tragedy on an upstate racetrack in New York. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It does not appear at this point as if NASCAR star Tony Stewart will face any charges, but there are lingering questions about exactly what happened on a dirt track in upstate New York Saturday night. On a video taken by someone in the stands, you can clearly see the car driven by 20-year-old Kevin Ward Jr. spin out and become disabled on the right side of the track. Ward is seen getting out of the car and walking to the middle of the dirt track, apparently trying to confront Tony Stewart, who was still racing. One car goes by, nearly hitting Ward, and then Stewart's car plows directly into Ward, who was hurtled about 50 feet and died from his injuries. On the video, you can hear the reaction in the stands.
Oh, he hit him! Tony Stewart just hit that guy! Tony Stewart just hit that guy!
My Michael Metherly was in the stands at that track. He saw all of this unfold. He says it appeared Tony Stewart accelerated before he struck Kevin Ward Jr.
My assumption on the speed up was just basically, Tony Stewart, sped up to avoid an altercation on the track.
As we said, charges are not expected to be filed. Ontario County Sheriff Phil Pavero said the investigation into what happened is underway. The investigation to include
forensic examination of any videos that exist. We're also finishing a law enforcement reconstruction of the crash.
Tony Stewart was scheduled to take part yesterday in a race at Watkins Glen, New York, but decided against it. In a statement, Stewart expressed sadness over what happened and was said to be shaken. Kevin Ward Jr.'s family also issued a statement saying they appreciated the prayers and support they have received, but just want to take time to grieve. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equalizing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
It's a new week on Wall Street with the markets trying to pick up where they left off last Friday. The Dow closed last week with a 186-point gain to 16,554. NASDAQ up 36 points. S&P jumped 22. Missionaries who work with Ebola patients in Liberia are going to be quarantined when they return to North Carolina. The Charlotte-based Christian group SimUSA said none of the missionaries are showing signs of sickness. Health officials say this is a public safety measure to make sure they were not infected. Business at the box office over the weekend.
They're turtles. Is there anything else we should know about them?
They're ninjas.
Those heroes in a half shell in command again. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles bringing in $65 million in its opening weekend, number one in theaters. Closing notes, golf, the last of the major championships of the year, the PGA Championship played in Kentucky. In the end, it was Rory McIlroy holding off Phil Mickelson by one shot and beating darkness along the way to win his fourth major overall and second in a row.
You're to win a fourth major here, to be one behind Phil, one behind Seve, level with Ernie, level with Raymond Floyd, I guess. I mean, I never thought I'd get this far at 25 years of age.
For those of us who are fans of Rory McIlroy and Phil Mickelson, as I am, we didn't know who to root for yesterday. Rory McIlroy, who one day may make us all say, Tiger who? Finally, what a night for stargazers. Last night into early this morning, we had a supermoon, which occurs when the moon orbits closer to the Earth than normal, making it appear bigger and brighter. And coinciding with that, we also had the annual Perseid meteor shower, with nearly 100 shooting stars an hour passing through the night and early morning sky. This was such a spectacular celestial event that when I opened my door around midnight, there was musical accompaniment. Well, it was majestic, and it was an odyssey to be sure. I thought I was hearing things, so I opened the door again. It was hard to get to sleep with that racket outside. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. Here are some cheerleaders in the parking lot. Why are you girls dancing?
Ready? Okay. 50-cent crayons.
What, what?
$1 big mechanical pencils.
What, what?
17-cent notebooks.
What, what?
All right, all right. We gotta end this commercial.
End the commercial.
What, what?
Here's the tagline.
Yeah. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supply. See store or staples.com for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.